You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
From 7 to 8:30, young adult author A.S. King is returning to the Clinton Bookshop. King is one of the most important and respected authors writing for young people today. King is the author of the highly acclaimed books Glory O'Brien's History of the Future, Reality Boy, Ask the Passengers, a Los Angeles Times Book Prize winner, Everybody Sees the Ants, and the Edgar Award-nominated Michael L. Prince Honor Book, Please Ignore Vera Dietz. In her latest, I Crawl Through It, King tells the story of four teenagers who are on their verge of exploding. The anxieties they face at every turn have nearly pushed them to the point of surrender, senseless high-stakes testing, and lingering damage of past trauma, the buried grief and guilt of tragic loss. They are desperate to cope, but no one is listening. So they will lie. They will split in two. They will turn inside out. They will even build an invisible helicopter to fly themselves far away. But nothing releases the pressure, because as they discover, the only way to truly escape their world is to fly right into it. The Clinton Bookshop is located at 12 East Main Street in Clinton. Reserve a copy of the book by calling the bookshop, 908-735-8811. Remember that all books presented for signing must be purchased through the Clinton Bookshop, and proof of purchase will be required on the night of the event. Well, I think that's a wrap, folks. And, man, I know a lot of people that could probably use that book that's going to be there at the Clinton Bookshop, because I know a lot of people that could be on the verge of exploding, and they just can't find a way of turning or getting through it. So we'll get on our way. Thank you for listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntChamber.com. Thank you to Michelle Heidi and Diane Lane for their contributions to the show. Vincent Arlenas says, never say I should have. Well, if you're on the verge of exploding, perhaps you need to read that book, or at least glean the information from it to help you through your issues. We'll be back tomorrow. You've been listening to Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntChamber.com. We're off to do modern design in just a little bit. And that's the beginning of the morning for Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We'll talk to you tomorrow, folks. Good morning, Hunterdon, HuntChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. All eyes will be on the Reagan Presidential Library in California tonight for the second Republican presidential debate. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson tells the Fox News The Kelly File that he's approaching tonight's debate just like he did the last one.
Well, I don't think that my strategy is going to change at all. It's going to be to tell the truth and to talk about, you know, my vision for America, which I think is something that a lot of people resonate with.
Carson has seen a recent rise in the polls and is gaining ground on frontrunner Donald Trump. Trump will be joined by Carson, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, Ohio Governor John Kasich, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina. Candidates in the primetime debate were selected based on national poll averages. The debate will be held at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Southern California and will air live on CNN. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you...
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day.
Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Authorities in Houston are providing more details on a tragic school bus crash that killed two students Tuesday. Fur High School Principal Dr. Bertie Simmons says she knew the students and their families well.
They were all students who were coming, serious students, wanting to get a good education. And my heart and my prayers go out to all those parents.
School district officials say the bus was sideswiped by a car before it jumped a guardrail on the 610 loop and crashed onto the street below. A 17- and 14-year-old girl were killed in the accident. The woman whose car hit the bus is a teacher with the Houston Independent School District. She said another car was veering into her lane and she swerved to avoid it. Two other students and the bus driver were injured and taken to area hospitals. HISD Transportation General Manager Nathan Graff says the bus had been inspected this summer.
The bus was equipped with lap belts and 7 video cameras.
Nathan Graff also mentioned the driver was a model employee.
The bus was driven by Louisa Pacheco and she has a clean driving history.
This is USA Headline News.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So, let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
12 people are now confirmed dead after Monday's devastating flash flood in southern Utah. Hilldale Mayor Philip Barlow said yesterday that the victims were members of two families who had stopped in Maxwell Park to watch the rising water before being caught up and swept away.
You know, this is an act of God, and this is something that we can't control.
The victims were three mothers and nine of their children. A 10th child is still missing and feared dead. The three children who managed to escape the tragedy were released from Washington County hospitals yesterday and returned to their families. Utah Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says nobody could have imagined this happening.
It is unbelievable and something you just never expect to see or have to deal with. And the community is just really in shock right now, as I think we all are.
Los Angeles is now just one of five cities competing to host the 2024 Olympic Games. The International Olympic Committee made the announcement today of the five finalists to host the Games. Paris, Rome, Budapest, Hungary, and Hamburg, Germany round out the bidding cities. The decision will be announced in Peru in 2017. A North Texas student is crying foul after being arrested for bringing a homemade clock to school. Ahmed Muhammad says MacArthur High School officials overreacted when they saw the circuits in his pencil case Monday. The 14-year-old, his father, and attorneys from the Council on American-Islamic Relations are planning to meet with the district later today. New Twitter data finds some Americans saying they want to leave the country if Donald Trump becomes president. Of the 4.5 million tweets sent between August 7th and September 9th about Trump, about 4% promised to bolt from the U.S. if the business mogul wins the White House. Around 75,000 of those tweets said they would move to Mexico. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News. USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. All eyes will be on the Reagan Presidential Library in California tonight for the second Republican presidential debate. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson tells the Fox News The Kelly File that he's approaching tonight's debate just like he did the last one.
Well, I don't think that my strategy is going to change at all. It's going to be to tell the truth and to talk about, you know, my vision for America, which I think is something that a lot of people resonate with.
Carson has seen a recent rise in the polls and is gaining ground on frontrunner Donald Trump. Trump will be joined by Carson, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, Ohio Governor John Kasich, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina. Candidates in the primetime debate were selected based on national poll averages. The debate will be held at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Southern California and will air live on CNN. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day.
Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Authorities in Houston are providing more details on a tragic school bus crash that killed two students Tuesday. Fur High School Principal Dr. Bertie Simmons says she knew the students and their families well.
They were all students who were coming, serious students, wanting to get a good education. And my heart and my prayers go out to all those parents.
School district officials say the bus was sideswiped by a car before it jumped a guardrail on the 610 loop and crashed onto the street below. A 17 and 14-year-old girl were killed in the accident. The woman whose car hit the bus is a teacher with the Houston Independent School District. She said another car was veering into her lane and she swerved to avoid it. Two other students and the bus driver were injured and taken to area hospitals. HISD Transportation General Manager Nathan Graff says the bus had been inspected this summer.
The bus was equipped with lap belts and 7 video cameras.
Nathan Graff also mentioned the driver was a model employee.
The bus was driven by Louisa Pacheco and she has a clean driving history.
This is USA Headline News.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through September 30th. U.S. only. See store for details.
12 people are now confirmed dead after Monday's devastating flash flood in southern Utah. Hilldale Mayor Philip Barlow said yesterday that the victims were members of two families who had stopped in Maxwell Park to watch the rising water before being caught up and swept away.
You know, this is an act of God, and this is something that we can't control.
The victims were three mothers and nine of their children. A 10th child is still missing and feared dead. Three children who managed to escape the tragedy were released from Washington County hospitals yesterday and returned to their families. Utah Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says nobody could have imagined this happening.
It is unbelievable and something you just never expect to see or have to deal with. And the community is just really in shock right now, as I think we all are.
Los Angeles is now just one of five cities competing to host the 2024 Olympic Games. The International Olympic Committee made the announcement today of the five finalists to host the Games. Paris, Rome, Budapest, Hungary, and Hamburg, Germany round out the bidding cities. The decision will be announced in Peru in 2017. A North Texas student is crying foul after being arrested for bringing a homemade clock to school. Ahmed Muhammad says MacArthur High School officials overreacted when they saw the circuits in his pencil case Monday. The 14-year-old, his father, and attorneys from the Council on American-Islamic Relations are planning to meet with the district later today. New Twitter data finds some Americans saying they want to leave the country if Donald Trump becomes president. Of the 4.5 million tweets sent between August 7th and September 9th about Trump, about 4% promised to bolt from the U.S. if the business mogul wins the White House. Around 75,000 of those tweets said they would move to Mexico. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And good morning, and welcome to another edition of Modern Design. Today, we're going to be talking all about transitioning your home from the current style to the new style, the new, more contemporary, sleek lines that are out there, and how to make that work with what you already have without replacing everything that you own. We're going to be having a guest call in to our show shortly and talk about her experiences with updating her home and the new trends in style. But I want to start by taking a look at today's weather. And it looks like it's a beautiful sunny day today with a high of 87 degrees, which is unseasonably warm. Tonight, it's going to be clearer than patchy fog with a low of 53 degrees. On Thursday, it's also going to be sunny with a high of 85. On Thursday night, it'll be mostly clear with a low of 56 degrees. And on Friday, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 83. So it looks like we're going to have the next couple of days of wonderful weather and probably straight through till Sunday. So that's a terrific thing. As I said in the beginning, my name is Richard Scuderi, and I am the host of Modern Design. I have a location right here, Maven Hill Designs, located at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. Our phone number at Maven Hill is 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. Today's topic is something that's very relevant because in my client calls this week, it's been a trend. I've been seeing it happening a lot. I knew this was coming because I know what's out there in our state and in the projects I'm working on. Most people that I work with have done their house in the past 10 or 20 years, and there was a certain level of style. There was a look that was out there at the time. Most recently, I'd say your colors probably were either, warm colors, reds and golds and creams, or perhaps earth tones with the browns and so on. But there's a really radical change in the past couple of years, even in the past 2 years, in style, where things have become a little bit stylized, very different colors, lots of gray, lots of grommets, lots of metal, more industrial. And I find that for most of us in the state that I work in, that it's a problem, because what people are seeing is they're going shopping and they're seeing things that don't reflect what they have in their own home, which makes them feel that what they have is outdated. And then they go home and they like what they have and they're not ready to change it, but they can't see combining styles. They can't see taking what you have and then maybe changing some paint colors, or maybe just just sort of updating by doing little things, accent walls, changing out accessories, things that you can do to make your home more modern. And that is difficult. I think in my career of 18 years, I think it's the most challenging thing in my career right now is that the styles, the magazines, the trade magazines I get, everything is going towards this sort of very chic, very slick style with not a lot of color. And very modern. And most people, particularly in Hunterdon County and out in the west part of the state, don't have those kind of homes. Yet they do want to be current, and they do want to be updated, and they do want to be reflected when they see magazines and they go to beautiful stores. They want to see some of the things that they have reflected. They don't want to feel bad about their home. So that's, you know, one of, as I say, my toughest things to overcome, because people don't quite know how to embrace the new modern style and make it work with their existing home. One of the things that I suggest to people before we take on an update of a home is to get some magazines, see what's out there. And before I would meet with a prospective client, I would absolutely ask them to get at least three magazines. And then let's cut out things that you think are pretty or things that you think are, you know, updated. And then from that, I try to build a strategy that we can do to change things in your home. You don't, and it's really not financially possible for most people. You know, every 5 years, there's a change in style. Every 10 years, there's usually more radical change in style. But there are ways subtly to update your house and to do little cheats and changes so that your house always looks like it's up to date without replacing every surface that you have. Now, one of the things that I tell people if they're going into their first home is to not make the mistakes that many people have already made. And that is, keep all your hard surfaces, keep all your important items relatively neutral. And that is critical, because if you're starting out and you have your first place and you buy a sofa that has very, you know, nice lines, a neutral color, a linen color, a tan, a beige, a gray, a neutral sofa, that sofa can last you 25 years. As long as it's well made, you change out the pillows, you change out the throws, you move it into different rooms in the house, a well-made sofa can last a long time. The problem is when we get very excessive with our style. We bought, you know, a sofa that had very big arms, well, that's going to become dated. We bought a sofa that had funny legs, well, that's going to become dated. We bought a sofa that had, you know, a large back, or it's oversized. Anything that makes something over the top never stands the test of time. So something like a sofa, you want to have relatively neutral, and then you can accessorize it. And that's true for your dining room set. People that buy simple dining room sets can make them work. A lot of times I take people's existing dining room sets and we lose the chairs and I get an upholstered chair, or maybe just upholstered head chairs. And those type of things can make a difference in a house that can make it look more up to date and without changing everything. Draperies are another thing. I see this all the time. The trend was 10 years ago for draperies to be very embellished. Lots of swags and jabots. Tassels where you think you could fit another tassel, let's fit a tassel. Rope moldings, tie backs, all those things have changed so much, and they're so different now. I sometimes alter people's existing drapes. That's something that you can do. Take your existing drapes, get rid of the tie backs so that they sit straight. You can take them to a workroom or to a designer, and you can have those embellishments take off and have a simple, straight panel that runs to the floor and work with what you have. I mean, there are a lot of solutions that you can do that will make your house look more up to date without changing everything that you have. Okay, we're going to go to our first set of commercials and we'll be back with more of Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. As I say, my name is Richard Scuderi. I've been in the industry as an interior designer for 18 years now, doing residential and commercial interiors. This week I've been working a lot on changing over. I've been doing a couple of restaurants, storefronts, to fall. So we're putting up seasonal decorations. You know, people go to Sunday brunch now as the weather starts to change and the leaves start to turn. They want to have that look. So we've been doing pheasants. So we've been doing beautiful sideboard arrangements with beautiful English transferware and all the things that go along with fall. Okay, looks like we're getting a call. Let's go ahead and take that call. I'm going to put that call on the air and let's see how this goes here. Okay, are you on the air, Carol?
Yes.
Okay, good morning and welcome to Modern Design. Carol, I want you to introduce yourselves to our audience. anyway, our topic today, and I'm glad you called in, our topic today is all about making your home up to date. And in particular, this week's topic came on because many of the clients that I had seen in the past couple of weeks have said to me, what I see in my home, I still love, but it's not reflective of what I see in magazines. It's not reflective of what I see online. And it's not reflective of what I see in the stores. So I don't feel I'm current anymore, but it's so completely different than what I have. How do I integrate that? And I was wondering what your personal experience is with decorating your home and keeping it up and keeping it modern without changing every surface that we have.
Well, we tried to, keep our home current, up to date. It was recently completely painted inside and outside with today's colors, except not gray.
Right.
I know everything today is gray.
It's gray, right.
But there are a few things that I wonder about. We have one room with wallpaper, which I think we're keeping.
Right.
The rest of the house is painted.
Right.
And I've taken all the boosters I had in the kitchen and all that kind of thing out. The cabinets are a beige, and the kitchen is more or less beige, and I think it really looks very, very pretty.
Yeah, but in going back to when you built your house at the time, originally I would imagine you had dark cabinets when the house was built, right?
Yes.
And then one of the smart things you did with cabinets was what?
Faux painted them. I didn't, but we had someone faux paint them.
Right.
And they look like brand new cabinets. They really do.
And having seen the house, I can say that they really do. And that's one of the things I think that we could tell listeners is that don't be afraid to paint out your cabinets. Cabinets could look beautiful.
It made the biggest difference in the world.
Right.
And
they look as if they were, purchased that way. So don't be afraid to paint your cabinets. And that's a way when you start with a hard surface or you're buying a resale home and you say, I love the home, but I can't change my cabinets, paint them out, change the hardware. And those things make a big difference.
Now, you picked out all the colors for our rooms, and they're just absolutely great. I have a question. My husband's den is full of cherry furniture, a big cherry desk, credenza, table, and chair and all.
Right.
When I go to the furniture stores or I look in a magazine, they have this little sleek table desk.
Right.
That really has not much storage or anything else. What do people do to update that?
It's kind of funny because it almost seems that everything is so sleek and modern and simplified, and it doesn't seem that it's all that practical, is it?
No, it isn't. Where do you put your stuff?
Right. I agree. I always say to clients and to listeners here on Modern Design that a space has to be functional as much as it has to be beautiful. So for someone like myself, I would say that wouldn't work for you. And if you have in-house and in-home office, and the furniture functionally works for you. There are things you can do to make it more modern, like painting the walls, making the window treatments a little bit more clean line and up-to-date. Even in some cases, and not in your case, but even in some cases, if we have a maybe oak instead of cherry, maybe painting out those pieces, a nice a gray tone or something that makes them a little bit more modern. So there's things that you can do to adapt your existing environment without changing the core pieces, but still bring it up to date.
Probably removing some of the pieces.
Exactly.
One
of the things I would suggest is that I think many people, especially, you know, collecting over a long period of time, get what I call superfluous furniture. That is furniture that they felt that they needed to, including myself, to fill the space. And then as time passes, you find that you're not using all the pieces. So if you take some of the pieces, you know, keep the core pieces in the space and maybe get rid of some of the pieces, that's certainly another way to make it look a little bit more streamlined and updated. You know, but at the same time, and this is what I have issue to, not everybody has a contemporary house, and most people in Hunterdon and some of the counties west in our state pretty much have very traditional homes, either center hall colonials or ranches. They have more traditional style homes, farmhouses, Victorians. So to look at the magazines and all we're seeing is gray and grommets and modern, you know, there's definitely a disconnect there, and there has to be some sort of a hybrid or a way to do it. And that's why I think we've discussed, I've been so busy lately, because people feel that their home is out of date now.
I think you have helped us tremendously. I think a good word for our house was superfluous.
Uh-huh.
When you're in a house for 30 years,
right,
you collect this and that and the other thing.
Exactly.
And you have done a great job of cleaning out and making it look so much more up to date.
Let me ask you a question, Carol. When you look at magazines, when you get into these decorating magazines, what's your overall, what are you seeing? I mean, are you seeing things that please your eye, or are you seeing things that you would never think of before? Because I find that people are more confused about design now than ever.
I think that's true, and a lot of people love what they have, and they feel that, you know, it's beautiful.
Right.
But when you look in magazines today, everything is gray and
right.
Chrome. And I don't know how you feel, but I think gray is going to be short-lived.
I always say gray today, gone tomorrow. People laugh when I say that. And I'm going to have my one-year anniversary at the end of the month of my store. And at the time, a year ago, gray was even, I think, more popular than it is today. And I made a conscious effort to say, nope, I'm not going to do gray. And I went with a navy blue. And we are seeing navy blue. Navy blue is another trend that I like, that's very current, but it's also classic. But we're seeing navy blue done in a different way. Some of the fabric styles are different. iCat is a fabric that's very popular right now, done in navy blue and white, or navy blue and like a lighter blue. And there are a couple of different geometric fabrics that I'm seeing a lot, and they're doing them in navy blue. And navy blue, to me, is a terrific color to work with. It works with a lot of other colors, so I think that's another viable option besides gray. Wholly, I don't dislike gray. I think gray can be very cold on its own, but if you pair it with some warmer colors, it can be quite nice. Gray and yellow is a beautiful combination, and you really can make that work if you have a room that you'd want to redo, or just new bedding. You know, if you have white bedding, if you have white bed frames, or you have an upholstered headboard, you might want to try some gray and yellow, even if it was in a spare bedroom. And that's a way to make gray work without, you know, overtaking and making it too modern. The other issue that I have is that I think that your decor should match the architecture of your house. So if you have a country French home, why would you want to open the door and have a modern interior? It just doesn't connect, does it?
No, it doesn't.
And you don't see...
You have made a spectacular difference, let me tell you.
Well, thank you. But you know what? Even for me, I find it challenging because my tastes probably lend themselves more to traditional styles. And I do like and am challenged by some of the new styles and adapting to it. But I find it difficult myself when somebody has, for example, a country French ranch, to find them new things that are appropriate to a country French house, but then don't look like they were from the 90s. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's a slippery slope, but I think you can do that with accessories. I think you can do that with paint colors. I think you can do that with placement of furniture. I think you can do that by eliminating some pieces. I think in general, I have an appointment after this at 11 o'clock, a beautiful home. Everything was done to the hilt. And the woman came to me and said, you know, I love everything I have, but I understand when I walk through the stores, I need to modify. And I think that's the thing that the listeners need to know. You don't have to throw everything away and start fresh. You just have to modify a little bit. And what we're going to do is we're going to throw in, this woman has a beautiful and very big family room, and we're going to throw in some accent colors. We're going to throw in some citrus green, pops of citrus green, and that's going to work with her neutral color scheme, but make it look more updated. Accent walls are great for that. Drapery panels, if you want to update your drapery panels and do simple, clean line drapery panels, but maybe bring in a new pop of color, maybe bring in some gray or citrus green or one of the more modern tones, or maybe make your hardware a little bit more modern. That's a way to do it. It's still gonna make your house be your house, but it's just little subtle accents that say, yes, we're up to date.
Right.
So,
hey, well, thank you so much. I appreciate all your input and your great advice.
Well,
I'm going to have you come over and take a look at a couple of things.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in Modern Design. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
You as well. Thanks, Rich.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Great. And that was Carol from Hunterdon County, New Jersey. And she was talking about her home and some of the things that she has done to, over the years, has done to update the house. And I think we're all in the same boat, including myself. The home that I purchased was built in 1992, and it's a beautiful classic home. And I do feel, you know, this is year 10 for me there. I did a first round in year 5 of changes, and now at year 10, I'm looking around saying, you know, I really like what I've done, but in order to be up to date, I'm going to have to make some changes. And I think, you know, it's good for us to always keep our eyes open and see what's happening out there. But you don't necessarily have to assimilate to what someone else has. You have to just sort of incorporate it. All right, we're about to go to commercial break, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. All eyes will be on the Reagan Presidential Library in California tonight for the second Republican presidential debate. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson tells the Fox News The Kelly File that he's approaching tonight's debate just like he did the last one.
Well, I don't think that my strategy is going to change at all. It's going to be to tell the truth and to talk about, you know, my vision for America, which I think is something that a lot of people resonate with.
Carson has seen a recent rise in the polls and is gaining ground on frontrunner Donald Trump. Trump will be joined by Carson, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, Ohio Governor John Kasich, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina. Candidates in the primetime debate were selected based on national poll averages. The debate will be held at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Southern California and will air live on CNN. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day.
Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Authorities in Houston are providing more details on a tragic school bus crash that killed two students Tuesday. Furr High School Principal Dr. Bertie Simmons says she knew the students and their families well.
They were all students who were coming, serious students, wanting to get a good education. And my heart and my prayers go out to all those parents.
School district officials say the bus was sideswiped by a car before it jumped a guardrail on the 610 loop and crashed onto the street below. A 17 and 14-year-old girl were killed in the accident. The woman whose car hit the bus is a teacher with the Houston Independent School District. She said another car was veering into her lane and she swerved to avoid it. Two other students and the bus driver were injured and taken to area hospitals. HISD Transportation General Manager Nathan Graff says the bus had been inspected this summer.
The bus was equipped with lap belts and 7 video cameras.
Nathan Graff also mentioned the driver was a model employee.
The bus was driven by Louisa Pacheco, and she has a clean driving history.
This is USA Headline News.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So, let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
12 people are now confirmed dead after Monday's devastating flash flood in southern Utah. Hilldale Mayor Philip Barlow said yesterday that the victims were members of two families who had stopped in Maxwell Park to watch the rising water before being caught up and swept away.
You know, this is an act of God, and this is something that we can't control.
The victims were 3 mothers and 9 of their children. A 10th child is still missing and feared dead. The 3 children who managed to escape the tragedy were released from Washington County hospitals yesterday and returned to their families. Utah Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says nobody could have imagined this happening.
It is unbelievable and something you just never expect to see or have to deal with. And the community is just really in shock right now, as I think we all are.
Los Angeles is now just one of 5 cities competing to host the 2024 Olympic Games. The International Olympic Committee made the announcement today of the 5 finalists to host the Games. Paris, Rome, Budapest, Hungary, and Hamburg, Germany round out the bidding cities. The decision will be announced in Peru in 2017. A North Texas student is crying foul after being arrested for bringing a homemade clock to school. Ahmed Muhammad says MacArthur High School officials overreacted when they saw the circuits in his pencil case Monday. The 14-year-old, his father, and attorneys from the Council on American-Islamic Relations are planning to meet with the district later today. New Twitter data finds some Americans saying they want to leave the country if Donald Trump becomes president. Of the 4.5 million tweets sent between August 7th and September 9th about Trump, about 4% promised to bolt from the U.S. if the business mogul wins the White House. Around 75,000 of those tweets said they would move to Mexico. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we are back with Modern Design. Today's topic is all about updating your house without completely changing your house. I did have Carol call us. She's from Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and she talked about her life experience of building a home out here and doing it in a beautiful country French style. And then times have changed and things have gotten more streamlined, and she's been very proactive, her and her husband have very proactive in moving forward with, you know, making changes, making some color changes, making trim changes, changing out the color of the cabinets, and why keeping the core the same, updating with the times. And I think if we do it on that basis, that we don't have to change everything at once, it's a much easier transition because, you know, everything gets dated over time. Unfortunately, it's sad. Everything has a cycle in life, and that has to do with your interior of your home, your furniture, your colors. Everything has an expiration date, unfortunately. So we want to be conscious of this and be rotating things and changing things in our home so that we're not all caught up at the end and say, oh my goodness, we have a big event coming up and we have to start from scratch. One of the things that I do offer at Maven Hill is sometimes just a fresh eye, and I do run a special. It's $199, where I'll come out to your home as a one-off, if you will, take a look at all the rooms in your house and give you some general updating advice. And that's something that I certainly can help you with, or you can do yourself. That is a coupon that I offer. And if you want more information on that, or maybe to come out and take a look at your home, the phone number of Maven Hill Designs is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Or if you'd like to come to see me, I'm in the former Lennox store in Flemington at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, in the Kitchen Expo Plaza next to Ideal Tile. Come out and see me. I'm there. If I'm not there, John is there from Rooks to Riches, and we can help you update your home. All right, we're going to take some commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And welcome back to Modern Design. My name is Rich Scuderian, and our topic today happens to be updating your home with the new style. And we did have a caller come in from Hunterdon County, talk about her experiences, and I've given you some general ideas of what I see when I look at. I'm always forecasting. I'm always, at night I'm sort of restless, so I always grab whatever magazine I can have. I'll go on the internet. There are a couple of sites that I like and recommend for you to look at that sort of are good parameters of what's incoming. And one's called Houzz, H-O-U-Z-Z. That's a very good site. Pinterest is another site. If you guys are on Facebook, I'm sure you've heard of Pinterest. There are many others. Wayfair has a site. And the Ethan Allen site has actually gotten pretty good. And there are many sites out there where you can go on and search the web and take a look at what's up and coming. I think they're great parameters of if you're not a shopper of what's out there and to find practical ways to sort of implement some of the new style into your existing home. A couple things that I want you to keep in mind, and then I'm going to make sort of a wish list for us of things that we can do. You want to take into account before you make any changes to your home. Take a look at what your home is. If your home is a contemporary, if your home is a that's a no-brainer. Then we can do some more of the modern style, and it's easy to do. If your house is a split level, 1960s or early 70s split level, that's a perfect house to put more contemporary clean lines in. That's a great venue for doing a more contemporary style. If you have a center hall colonial, sometimes that tends to be more difficult. But some of the things that you can do if you have something like a center hall colonial or a ranch that's very traditional is start by taking a look at your kitchen and take a look at your cabinets. Chances are if your house was built in 1980 or before, you probably, if you have the original cabinets, they're probably dark. And people should not be afraid to paint cabinetry. It makes such a difference. It's very inexpensive. I would suggest that you have it done by a professional. You'll need a very good sanding. You'll need a primer coat and a bonding agent, and then a finish coat. There are so many colors to paint cabinets today, and not just white. Gray is a great cabinet color. Black is a great cabinet color. Like an espresso brown is a great cabinet color. Blue gray, I'm seeing a lot of blue gray cabinets lately that have sort of like a steel kind of a look, is a nice color for cabinets. And painting out cabinets really can make a home look modern without spending a lot of money. The next thing that I see a lot, if you have whatever kind of home you have, is painting out your trim. As I say often, in years past, when homes were built, they were built with stained trim and white or off-white walls. And then many years later, the change was more to have painted trim and colored walls. So I encourage you to paint out your trim white. I'm very into Benjamin Moore's white or super white semi-gloss trim, and I love to paint out trim white. It really trim, when I mean trim, not only base molding and crown molding, but also the doors and the jambs and everything around where you have sheetrock painted out a nice crisp white semi-gloss, and it really makes a big difference. And it updates your house automatically and makes it look newer. Ceilings always can be touched up and repainted, and you want to make sure you use a specially formulated ceiling paint, which is flat and white and hides shadows. That certainly can make your house look a lot more up-to-date, something that you can do very easily. The next thing we can do is take a look at your house and look at your window treatments. Are your window treatments covering everything in your window? I did a client consultation in a house in North Jersey yesterday, and the woman said, oh, my dining room is so dark, I want to repaint. And I looked at her windows, and they had shears and a blind under the shears, and then swags and jabots above the shears, and side panels with tassels, and it was hung low. And I was like, you know what? You may not even need to paint. And I took some of the layers off, and there wasn't a privacy issue of where this was. And we just rehung the panel portion of it without anything else. And it was a sunny room. So in years past, I think windows were very heavily dressed. And now they seem to be simpler and lighter dressed. And by just making that change without buying anything, we made the room look significantly better. So that's another way to make your home look more up to date. Paint, of course, look at the current paint colors. Go to your Benjamin Moore Sherman Williams store and get a paint chart. Take a look at the colors out there. There are some beautiful colors out there besides the gray tones. And even within the gray tones, you'll find that some of the grays look a little bit green, which can be pretty. Some of them look a little bit blue. Some of them look a little bit brown. And that nuance of color can really look nice with nice white trim and make a space look a lot better. The next thing you want to do is take a look at your floors. Darker hardwood floors are in style now, and you know, it is a very big expense. But if you're looking to make a change, or your floors are in bad shape, why don't you think of maybe going a little bit darker with the floors? That makes a big difference. The next thing I might suggest to make your house look a little bit more modern is your carpeting. Is the house wall-to-wall carpeting on the first and second floor? If the house is wall-to-wall carpeting on the first floor and it's a little bit worn, you might want to think about putting in hardwood on the first floor. More and more people are going towards hardwood floors, not only for the practicality of cleaning them and taking care of them, but also once you have a hardwood floor, you're not replacing it. You know, there's always that fear when you have carpet of people coming in with muddy shoes and so on. And with hardwood, you really don't have that. You don't have the issues with allergies. You don't have the issues with pets. You don't have the issues. I have a lady who loves carpet in Ringgold, New Jersey, and went away on vacation. And the cat was very unhappy and peed a couple of times. And we have to rip out a tremendous amount of carpet. We had to rip up all the padding. We have to treat the floors. And, you know, it's carpeting has its merits. It could be very warm, but also it could be, when you have pets, it can be kind of hazardous. So you might want to think about, at least on your first floor, of taking out that wall-to-wall carpeting. And if there's hardwood floors underneath, go ahead and refinish them and go that route with area rugs, or to add hardwood floors or laminate floors in that space. And even on second floors, I really like the practicality of hardwood floors throughout a space, even in bedrooms. It's always nice to have an area rug, and the rule of thumb with an area rug is to, when you get out of bed, your feet are actually on warm carpet. So area rugs are terrific. They can be changed out. And now they're making indoor-outdoor rugs that look like regular rugs, and you can put those in bedrooms. So if they get soiled, if there are problems with them, you can take them outside, hose them off, clean them. There are a lot of practical and good-looking solutions now, but hardwood floors are definitely a way to update your house. Painting is another way to update your house, painting your cabinets, changing your hardware, not only on your cabinets, but changing your hardware on your doors. Take a look at your doors. Do you have shiny brass hardware all over the place? Well, that really, just changing out hardware can make a tremendous difference. And if you do go online and take a look at hardware, sometimes you can get terrific deals online. Change out all your door handles. That's a big thing. Interior doors. If your house was built, I don't know, it could be as early as the 1970s and up, you may have hollow core doors that don't have any ornamentation, as we do in the studio right now. Changing them out to a door that has a panel to it and some detail to it will make a house look newer and more up-to-date. And that's another way of modernizing your home. So just some simple tips. I don't want my listeners to feel that the magazines are so different than what they have. They're just going to give up because it's never going to be current. There are always ways, there are always inexpensive things that you can do to update your home and to blend with a new modern style. I want to also let you know that I will be back on the air at 2 o'clock today with Modern Design 2 to answer all your design questions. I hope it will give you some new insight. So when you go out to the mall, you go out to the paint store, you're going to say, you know what, I'm going to try something new. I'm going to try something that's going to make my house look updated. I'm going to try less ornamentation. I'm going to try maybe a gray accent wall. We're going to get two new chairs in our living room, but the chairs are going to have clean straight lines, and maybe we're going to put some nail heads in them, and just a little pop, maybe some new pillows, a new throw in, a new color scheme, and update your house. It'll make you feel much better about yourself. Okay, until I see you at 2 o'clock, I look forward to seeing you then. Please go outside. It's beautiful today. Get some lunch, and I'll see you here back in studio at 2 o'clock for Modern Design 2. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you at 2 o'clock.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. All eyes will be on the Reagan Presidential Library in California tonight for the second Republican presidential debate. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson tells the Fox News The Kelly File that he's approaching tonight's debate just like he did the last one.
Well, I don't think that my strategy is going to change at all. It's going to be to tell the truth and to talk about, you know, my vision for America. Which I think is something that a lot of people resonate with.
Carson has seen a recent rise in the polls and is gaining ground on frontrunner Donald Trump. Trump will be joined by Carson, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, Ohio Governor John Kasich, New Jersey Governor Chris.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com.